Let's talk about the power of words and recognizing the power of words. Words are the building blocks of language. They have the power to inform, entertain, and to persuade. When we talk, our word choices can be casual and haphazard because we communicate through eye contact, tone of voice, and gestures. Speech is interactive. We can repeat sentences for emphasis and reword awkward phrases as we talk. If our listeners cannot understand what we are saying, they can ask questions. Did you hear him tell us what to do about this thing today? What thing? The deal over there. Oh, that thing, sure. We ship it Air Express, right. When we write, however, our readers cannot ask questions or give us a choice to restate our ideas. We have to get things right the first time. Readers have to rely on the text to understand our meaning. We will not be there to correct false impressions, answer questions, or rephrase statements. Readers also assume our word choices will match the definitions they find in the dictionary. So let's look at closely and talk about using correct words. Here are a few guidelines for using words. 1. Use correct words. Make sure you know words' precise meaning. 2. Use effective words. Use clear, concrete language your readers understand. 3. Use appropriate words. Use words suited to your purpose, subject, audience, and document. Be aware of connotations. A point to remember: words sometimes have specific or special meanings. One college might define a full-time student as a person who takes 12 credits, while another school requires students to take 16 credits. The word high-rise may mean one thing in Manhattan and another thing in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Make sure your readers understand the exact meaning of the words you use. Define terms with footnotes or glossary at the end of your document, if necessary, to prevent confusion. So, it's good to have dictionaries, too. If English is your second language, refer to dictionaries like the Longman Dictionary of American English, the Collins Cobild English Language Dictionary. They give not only definitions, but rules for combining words. If you look up future, for example, you learn that it often appears in phrases such as predict the future, plan the future, face the future. These dictionaries include sample sentences to use, show how word is used in context. So, to communicate effectively, you need to use words that are clear and concrete. And you need to use appropriate words. Use the appropriate level of diction: formal, technical, standard, informal, whatever is correct. For example, formal or technical could be taken into custody. Standard is arrested. Informal, busted. Formal or technical, dissociative rage disorder. Standard, violent outburst. Informal, going crazy. Formal or technical, corrective lenses. Standard, glasses. Informal, specs. Use appropriate idioms. Be aware of connotations. Learn connotations and how things mean different things in context. So, points to remember: the words you choose shape the way that readers will react to your writing. So choose the correct words and use them carefully. Use the appropriate word. Use effective words. Consider connotations. Review lists of commonly confused and misspelled words. Study glossaries. Select a good college-level dictionary. Refer to it several times a week. And practice using an online dictionary, especially if you write on a computer. Be an effective writer. Use correct words.